In today's digital landscape, businesses of all sizes are facing an increasing array of cyber threats. Small businesses, in particular, are at high risk due to their limited resources, making them attractive targets for cybercriminals. A single security breach can have devastating consequences, resulting in financial loss, reputational damage, and even business closure. As a small business owner, it is crucial to understand the importance of implementing comprehensive cybersecurity measures to protect your business, your customers, and your employees. The first step in securing your small business is recognizing that cyber threats are not limited to large corporations. Small businesses often lack the robust security infrastructure and dedicated IT personnel that larger organizations possess, leaving them vulnerable to attack. Additionally, small businesses may not have the financial resources to recover from a security breach, making it even more critical to prioritize prevention and preparedness. One common misconception is that small businesses do not possess valuable data. However, sensitive information such as customer data, financial records, and intellectual property are all attractive targets for cybercriminals. By proactively protecting your business from cyber threats, you not only safeguard your own assets but also demonstrate to your customers and partners that you take their privacy and security seriously. This document provides a comprehensive guide to cybersecurity for small business owners, addressing essential questions and offering practical solutions for implementing robust security measures. From developing and maintaining a security policy, conducting risk assessments, and ensuring employee awareness and training, to securing your network and managing remote workers, this guide covers key areas that small business owners should consider when securing their organizations. By following the steps outlined in this guide, small business owners can significantly reduce their vulnerability to cyber threats. Implementing a comprehensive approach that focuses on prevention, detection, and response will help you build a strong security foundation for your organization. Additionally, fostering a culture of security within your organization will ensure that employees are vigilant and proactive in protecting sensitive information. The world of cybersecurity can seem overwhelming, but by taking a proactive approach and addressing the essential questions and solutions provided in this document, small business owners can minimize their risk and focus on growing their businesses with confidence. The importance of cybersecurity for small business owners cannot be overstated. It is a vital investment in the continued success and sustainability of your organization. 1. Question: Do I have a documented security policy in place, and is it regularly reviewed and updated? Solution: Create a comprehensive, written security policy that outlines your organization's expectations regarding data handling, user access, and other security measures. Regularly review and update the policy as needed. 2. Question: Are all employees aware of the security policy and trained on its implementation? Solution: Conduct regular security training for employees, ensuring they understand the security policy and their roles and responsibilities in protecting sensitive information. 3. Question: Are background checks conducted on all employees, contractors, and vendors before granting access to sensitive information? Solution: Perform thorough background checks on potential employees, contractors, and vendors to identify any possible risks. 4. Question: Have I implemented the principle of least privilege for granting access to company data and systems? Solution: Grant employees access to the minimum level of information required to perform their jobs. Regularly review and update access permissions. 5. Question: Are strong authentication methods, like two-factor authentication, in place to protect user accounts? Solution: Implement strong authentication methods, such as two-factor authentication, to limit unauthorized access to your systems and data. 6. Question: Are employees trained on how to create and maintain strong, unique passwords for their accounts? Solution: provide training on password best practices, emphasizing the importance of using strong, unique passwords for all accounts. 7. Question: is there a process in place to regularly update and patch software and hardware to address security vulnerabilities? Solution: establish a regular schedule for updating and patching software and hardware to protect against known security vulnerabilities. 8. Question: have I implemented firewalls, antivirus software, and intrusion detection systems to protect my network from external threats? Solution: deploy firewalls, antivirus software, and intrusion detection systems to monitor and protect your network from external threats. 9. Question: are regular data backups performed, and are they stored securely off-site or in the cloud? Solution: implement a regular data backup schedule and store backups securely off-site or in the cloud for added protection. 10. Question: do I have an incident response plan in place, and is it regularly reviewed and practiced? Solution: develop a detailed incident response plan outlining how your organization will respond to, mitigate, and recover from security incidents. Regularly review and practice the plan. 11. Question: is there a confidential reporting system for employees to report suspicious activities or behavior? Solution: establish a confidential reporting system that allows employees to report suspicious activities or behavior without fear of retaliation. 12. Question: have I performed a risk assessment to identify potential threats and vulnerabilities specific to my business? Solution: conduct a thorough risk assessment to identify and address potential threats and vulnerabilities that are unique to your business. 13. Question: are employees trained on how to identify and avoid common threats like phishing, ransomware, and social engineering? Solution: provide regular training on common cyber threats, emphasizing how to recognize and avoid them. 14. Question: is sensitive data encrypted both in transit and at rest to protect it from unauthorized access? Solution: implement encryption for sensitive data, both in transit and at rest, to protect against unauthorized access. 15. Question: are remote workers and BYOD, bring your own device, policies secured and managed appropriately? Solution: develop and enforce strict security policies for remote workers and BYOD, including the use of secure VPNs, strong authentication, and regular device security updates. 16. Question: are all company devices, including mobile devices and laptops, secured with strong passwords and up-to-date security software? Solution: ensure all company devices are protected with strong passwords and updated security software to prevent unauthorized access. 17. Question: is there a process in place to securely dispose of or wipe old devices and storage media that may contain sensitive data? Solution: implement a secure disposal process for old devices and storage media, including data wiping or physical destruction, to prevent unauthorized access to sensitive information. 18. Question: are third-party vendors and partners assessed for their security practices and held accountable for any risks they may pose? Solution: conduct regular security assessments of third-party vendors and partners, and establish clear expectations and contractual obligations to minimize potential risks. 19. Question: do I have a business continuity plan in place to ensure my business can continue to operate in case of a security incident or disaster? Solution: develop a comprehensive business continuity plan that outlines how your business will maintain operations during and after a security incident or disaster. 20. Question: have I considered investing in cyber insurance to help cover the costs of a security breach? Solution: research and consider obtaining cyber insurance to provide financial protection in the event of a security breach. 21? Question: are physical security measures, such as access controls, video surveillance, and alarms, in place to protect my business premises? Solution: implement physical security measures, including access controls, video surveillance, and alarms, to safeguard your business premises from unauthorized access. 22. Question: do I regularly monitor user activity and system logs to detect unusual or suspicious behavior? Solution: implement monitoring systems to track employee activity and system logs, allowing for early detection of potential insider threats or other security issues. 23. Question: are my employees aware of the legal and regulatory requirements related to data privacy and security that apply to my business? Solution: train employees on applicable legal and regulatory requirements for data privacy and security to ensure compliance. 24. Question: is there a process in place for securely onboarding and offboarding employees, including granting and revoking access to company systems and data? Solution: establish secure onboarding and offboarding procedures, including the proper granting and revoking of access to company systems and data, to prevent unauthorized access. 25. Question: have I fostered a culture of security within my organization, emphasizing the importance of security at all levels and promoting open communication and transparency? Solution: encourage a positive security culture by emphasizing the importance of security at all levels, rewarding responsible behavior, and promoting transparency and open communication. In conclusion, cybersecurity is an essential aspect of running a successful small business in today's increasingly interconnected and digital world. The impact of a security breach can be particularly devastating for small business owners, with potential consequences including financial loss, reputational harm, and even the closure of the business. Therefore, it is imperative for small business owners to be aware of the various security risks and take proactive steps to protect their organizations. By understanding the importance of cybersecurity and addressing the essential questions and solutions presented in this guide, small business owners can build a solid security foundation for their organizations. Developing a comprehensive security policy, regularly training employees, implementing strong authentication methods, and monitoring user activity are just a few of the many measures that can help safeguard your business against cyber threats. Small businesses, despite their size, possess valuable data that can attract cyber criminals. As a responsible business owner, it is crucial to prioritize the protection of your customers' and employees' sensitive information. By demonstrating a commitment to security, you not only protect your own assets but also build trust with your customers and partners. Fostering a culture of security within your organization is another key aspect of promoting security awareness among small business owners. Encourage open communication, reward responsible behavior, and ensure that security remains a priority at all levels of your organization. By doing so, you create an environment where employees are vigilant and proactive in protecting sensitive information. In summary, security awareness is of paramount importance for small business owners. By taking a proactive approach to cybersecurity and addressing the key questions and solutions outlined in this guide, you can minimize your risk and focus on growing your business with confidence. As a small business owner, investing time and resources into cybersecurity will not only protect your business but also contribute to its continued success and sustainability in the digital age.